Well, hello everyone. You're here with the social media guys. I'm Richie, and I'm here with my buddy Jake.
Hey y'all, how are you doing today?
We are here to talk all things social media and all the weird and wonderful things that go with it.
Yeah, exactly right. We want to make sure that all posts that are being made don't go unnoticed, especially the silly ones.
Well, the silly ones, as you have appropriately called them, some of the most fun.
Yeah, it's good to talk about them. Like recently, I watched something on my Facebook feed. Some, I suppose the person is, a feminist. And they shared this Tucker Carlson Tonight clip about this lady talking to him on his show about a university in Indiana that wants to remove all man words from their vocabulary.
No, I didn't mean to change it. Tucker Carlson's this, he's the right-wing commentator from Fox, right?
I believe so, and he's actually... Very, it's a funny watch, and if you haven't seen it, have a look at it. But what I got from it is that they're saying that we're going to remove all the words that have man in them. For example, mailman.
<It's a> yeah, okay, go on.
Yeah, well, like, so instead they have to call a male person. Which is like politically correct, I'm not too sure. But they even went as far to say like a place like Mansfield should be changed, that the name of the town should be changed to Personfield.
<It's> like, right.
Forget about hundreds of years of history. We want to be politically correct here.
Wiping out man from anything. So what was her argument?
Her argument is that it offends her. And if it offends her, and a group of people believe that it's offensive, that it should be utterly removed from vocabulary. Some of the words that that I looked up that have man in them are barman would be bar person. Mankind would be person kind.
Right.
Man-made. And it goes on, like, even no one's safe. What about Batman?
Oh, yeah. What about Superman?
What about Iron Man?
Oh, it's not looking good. It's not looking good for Marvel.
You know what it's not looking good for? The people, the service people of the country, like firemen and policemen and the seamen.
The seamen.
The garbage men. They're all gone.
My sea people made it to the egg.
It even goes as far to say a handyman. You can't say handyman. You have to say handy person. Which sounds like there's a person going around giving people handies. he's probably doing it with a semen.
Handy person does sound kind of filthy.
Yeah, hey, it does.
I'm the handy person.
He's like, oh, it's mental. I don't know. It was just something that it blows my mind that things are getting like this. You know, like, just give the garbage man his name, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I reckon it's like, where does it go? Because, you know, once if we changed it to the word to, you know, instead of man, you know, people, then someone else will get offended, you know, about a different word. And then where does it stop?
Yeah, I know. What happens if I don't identify as a person? What happens if I identify as a unicorn? Well, shall we call it, you know, handy unicorn? I don't know.
Handy unicorn. And the sperm. They definitely are not a seaman. They're not a person at all. Furious.
It's outrageous. And look, you know, another straight under that video, you know, how they Facebook traps you. Watch one video and then straight away they bring up another video.
Oh, yeah, the clickbait.
Yeah, they get you. Anyway, the video under there was of a Washington State Youth Sports League. And to create equality, they're playing a game called ballless soccer.
Right.
So get this. They remove the ball from all these sports, like football, gridiron, et cetera, to create equality.
Hang on a sec. So they're playing a game of, like, soccer.
Yep.
And they removed the ball.
Yeah, I was watching. I was actually watching the video, and they're pretending to kick a ball around, and then he kicks into the goal. And the goalie dives to catch an imaginary ball.
He's like, did it?
It's like, oh, actually, no, you didn't do it. Tommy scored, but you also. It's a win-win situation because although he did score, you also caught the ball. Like, I don't understand how it works, but it's ridiculous, really. It's mental. It was just really funny watching a bunch of kids run around kicking an imaginary ball.
I'd love to coach a team like that because it just gives you the authority to run around and yell at people. Run, pick up Johnson. Kick the ball harder. They'd just be abusing the hell out of everyone.
There'd be a lot of corruption. There'd be a lot of corruption. Hey, Timmy, you give me your packet of chips and I'll make sure you score a goal. And no one can tell me any difference because I am the lord of the imaginary ball.
The lord of imaginary ball has spoken.
You know, what they're going to do is like, I mean, a ballless soccer game is ridiculous. And, you know, it makes me think of the Carlson Tucker video, you know? It's like, now that we have removed man from our language, we'll have to remove your balls.
Remove the balls from the game. Remove the balls from the language. Yeah, okay. Well, moving on from that, I had something come up. Do you remember the movie The Land Before Time?
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. I downloaded it, and the kids have been just smashing it out.
Yeah, yeah. And who's your favorite character?
Well, I can't remember the name. I get the gist of it. You know what I mean? But it's a cool movie, nonetheless. You know,
there's
like
T-Rex in there, Bigfoot and Ducky and. Spike.
Oh, that's right, Ducky. Is it Bigfoot or Littlefoot?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Maybe Littlefoot. Yeah, probably. But there's Spike.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, it's a tearjerker movie. I've watched it a few times. My kid's smashing it out. But that's they're celebrating the fact that it's been out. It was released 29 years ago.
29 years ago.
29 years ago, The Land Before Time was released. So, which I, you know, off the top of my head, I thought it was a odd number to celebrate, you know, 29 years. Why did they choose 29?
I don't know.
I mean, why wouldn't 30 be a little bit more well-rounded?
Maybe. I have no idea what they're doing there.
It's 29 years and 11 months. It is time to celebrate. So, I don't know. But I love that movie. But I thought 29 years, man, I can't believe it. I was a very young little boy.
Are they going to celebrate the 30th year as well? Are they just trying to milk as much as they possibly get out of this little bad boy?
I'm starting to think they will. And then they'll celebrate the 31st year, the 32nd. Every year they get a spike of movie downloads.
I mean, it's a good movie, but it's no Schindler's List, you know.
Yeah. Well, Steven Spielberg, funnily enough, is the executive producer. When was the last time that guy made anything good? Because, I don't know, he's made a few weird ones lately.
Oh, no, he's actually making a movie called Ready Player One that's coming out. It looks pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll have to add it to my little list. Who's in that?
I don't really know, but it's...
it's really exciting.
No, I am excited. I don't know who the actors are. You know, he plays, like, no-name inspiring actors. Like, he never... Like, I don't think he really has a big name in there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably why he's not making much good movies. Well, I think if he wanted to improve and get back to his glory days, I found another post, and it was 10 things that take zero talent but will get you 100% respect. And there's 10 items here.
What are those items?
Well, I'll read them through to you. Number one, this will get you 100% respect, is being on time, which, you know, I don't know. I mean, my theory is if you're a wanker, being on time doesn't help at all. If anything, No one's excited to see a wanker come on time. You want that guy coming as late as possible.
I mean, that makes complete sense. It takes no talent to be on time. Yeah, if you're a wanker, there is no respect coming your way.
No, no. number two, work ethic. Number three, effort. I mean, some of these are good. Four, body language.
What about body odor? Like,
I think if you don't have body odor,
That's what I meant. Like personal hygiene.
Yes. Yes, I've had a few stinkies in the office before.
Is that on the list there or no?
No, it's not on there, but it probably should. you would definitely don't stink. That would be one way to get respect. moving on to the next one is energy. Attitude.
Wait. Energy, what do you mean? Like,
well, I don't know. this guy's just like, hey, how are you?
It's like,
it's me.
I don't like those guys. I mean, I do not respect those guys. You know, up in your grill, like always happy.
Yeah.
You know, touching your shoulder and stuff. You know, I don't want that.
The voice always goes up too high.
It's like,
hey, are you doing, Jay? Why are we talking like this?
It's like 8 octaves too high. It's just like, calm down. A little less energy.
Maybe that's what it means. Less energy. It doesn't say more or less. It just says energy.
All right.
So maybe it just means have energy, but not too much of it. Okay. In other words, don't be dead.
Okay.
Number six was attitude. Again, doesn't specify what kind of attitude. Just throws out the word attitude.
A bad attitude.
Yeah.
Like, this post sucks.
What happens if you have a rapey attitude? That's not good, is it?
No, everyone hates that vibe.
No one wants the rapey attitude. Seven, passion. He's ripping these things apart.
These are really positive.
I just think that is passion. Come on. Passion, is that like attitude? You're like, that is rapey, you know, having passion in the workplace.
Is Pepe Le Pew running around? Yeah, full of passion.
You're sitting there trying to like get some photocopying in. It's like, so how's the paper going?
I'm really passionate about photocopying.
It's so warm.
being coachable, number eight.
That's all right.
This next one, I kind of feel like they just couldn't make up the 10 and just threw it in there. Is doing extra. They couldn't figure out 10 and they're just like, just what are we going to put in number 9? Just doing extra in there.
Well, isn't that number 2, work ethic?
Pretty much, I suppose. It just feels like they've just said, just do something. Just put it in there. Like, I don't know, man. It's a stretch. And the last one, number 10, being prepared.
All right.
So,
like, they're coming home strong, being prepared.
Yeah, well, if you want 100% respect, then they're your 10 items that need to be done.
Except for the passion. That's a bit rapey.
Passion.
it's just mental, some of these posts. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know, just effort, body language. Maybe if some of the people took some of these attributes and applied them to this next post that I'm looking at, it wouldn't. Not so many people would have died.
Mm.
Let me read this to you. 4 people died from eating rock melon.
Four people died from eating rock melon.
And for the Americans, that's that's a cantaloupe, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they call it that.
Yeah, so rock melon.
Before.
Rock melon, cantaloupe, same thing. But look, I'm surprised there were 2 fatalities. Like, after the first person died, I would have taken cantaloupe and rock melon off my list of things to eat for the next, like, 10 years.
Yeah, I agree. Play the safe game.
I mean, I know the cure. Stop eating rock melons. Like, 4 people have died from listeria contracted from eating contaminated rock melons in Victoria. It's mental.
Yeah, it's like, just eat a banana, man. Like, come on.
I mean, yeah, a rock melon's not even a nice fruit. I mean, I understand if it was a mango or a strawberry.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other melons that are even better. You know, the watermelon, the canary melon. Go the honeydews, baby. Come on.
Yeah, you do bring up a good point with the level of where it sits in the pecking order of these kind of fruit. You know what I mean? Plum, bananas, mango, strawberries. They're all way above rock melon.
And easier to eat, too.
I agree. Even your basic orange. I mean, your basic orange, they're everywhere. Go eat your orange.
Now, let me tell you, an orange is better. But if there was fatal diseases happening from eating oranges, I will forego oranges for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. Switch to the mandarin. that's what I would say. Humans are stupid like that, though. You know, it's like, well, we refuse to give up dangerous activities. It's like when AIDS broke out in the 80s. So you're going to die if you keep having sex with people. There's a new disease. You basically just explode. And then someone came out and was like, I figured it out. You just got to make sure you use a condom and you'll be safe. So what do people do? Okay, I think I'll use a condom. But I want AIDS! It's ridiculous. Waking up the activity.
I choose to eat rock melon. It's
like, I believe I have three. Yeah, I don't know. It's human nature, I suppose.
Talking diseases, I got this post by Gaia's video. You know,
yeah.
Gaia, Spirit of the Earth.
Yep.
Captain Planet style. And in 1934, 16 terminal cancer patients were cured from using the power of frequency and vibration alone. So it's called the Rife treatment. And this doctor apparently cured cancer in 16 people.
Wow.
I know, it's mental. I mean, it was an interesting watch. And apparently the government discredited him later. And,
of course they did.
Yeah, the money. Yeah. The money. But afterwards I thought about it I thought it was quite funny, you know, like vibration destroys, certain frequency will destroy a disease. Imagine if you went into the doctor, you had colon cancer, and the doctor goes to you.
Why is colon cancer funny?
It's not funny. And heaven forbid that it would ever happen, but you go to the doctor, they go, we're going to cure your cancer with vibration. Here's a dildo. Would you like lube or no lube? would you take it or would you die?
I think I'd choose death. I'm going down.
Yeah, it would be multiple treatments. So.
Why did the doctor get a real weird voice?
I'm a doctor.
That's how all doctors speak.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I guess, I see your point. Well, moving on to the international stage again, let's talk Russia.
Russia? Subject. Oh, right, on the subject of Russia.
So there's a guy named Pavel.
The Pav.
His last name is, I'm butchering this, but it's Grudinin.
Grudinin.
We'll just call him G. Pavel G.
Oh, Grady?
Grady? The Grudster.
The Grudster.
The Grudster.
Who is this guy anyway? The Grudster.
So the Grudster, he runs strawberry farms.
What? What's this got to do with Russia?
I wrote a couple of notes down on my piece of paper about this guy, right? I've got, these are my notes. Strawberry farm, filthy rich, for real, question mark. Amazing mustache. And then I've got assassination, question mark.
Wait, let me look at the picture. Well, that's a decent mustache.
It's a great mustache. it's a respectable mustache. It flows really well with his hair.
He's got that salt and pepper thing going.
Yeah, he's got the.
Wait, who is
fox.
He? Who's
a great star? He's basically trying to become president of Russia. So.
Mother Russia.
Yeah.
Can strawberries even grow in Russia? It's too cold to grow strawberries in Russia, isn't it?
These are probably mobster strawberries or something. They're corrupt over there.
Okay.
So my thought is this strawberry farmer, and apparently he's really rich, He's trying to take Putin's job. Now, Putin, the rule was that you could only be president for X amount of years, kind of like America's system and other systems.
Yeah. Good system.
It's a good system, corruption. Right? But yeah. Putin basically became the president, finished his term, his best mate became president, and then his best mate stepped aside and let Putin become president again as a loophole. So he's essentially been in power for years, way many years more than you're supposed to. And my thought is he doesn't want to give up his power.
I think he's got a pretty good foothold in that country, you know, old Putin.
Yeah, and so my question is how long before old Grudzy gets assassinated? Because so you're trying to take the power. I don't think it's going to end well.
How long do you give him?
Oh, I don't know. Probably, I don't know. We'll go a random number. In the spirit of the land before time, I'd say 37 weeks and 3 days.
Yeah. What, wouldn't you say like 29 weeks?
Yeah, I was trying to say that, but I don't know why I came up with 37. Like, I was thinking 29 years, and I thought, that's too long.
That's too long.
I went to 37 weeks.
I'll just do a random number. Yeah. It's like, I mean, he's sitting there trying to be like, so he's rich from strawberries.
He's rich from strawberries.
He's trying to be the president of Russia. He's just going, hey, I'm a good guy. Let's all do some jam, everyone.
He's like, hey, Papa Strawberries.
Why is he Russian? Because of the mustache.
Yeah, he's Russian. I don't know. It's like, I sounded a bit Italian then.
He's like, I make a good jelly.
He's become Mega Luigi and Mario here. Hey, it's me. I'm the president of Russia. What's a strawberry?
Wait, we got to do Russian.
I can't do it. So, I can't do Russian.
Okay, Russian. Vladimir Putin is a bad man. <I don't know. laughs> Do you want some my strawberry jam?
My name is Drago.
Drago.
Drago should run for president. I reckon he'd do a good job. Well, he'd probably have a chance.
What do you mean, He-Man?
Yeah, He-Man. I'm more thinking the villain from Rocky.
Yeah, what's his name? Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
Lugrum? Well, sorry, I'm not very versed at saying Russian names.
Everyone loves the lug.
The lugger.
The lugster.
Maybe he should be vice president with the Grudster.
The Grudster and the lugster. He'd be a great runner, mate. He might have a chance.
Yeah, man, he could use his, like, friggin' his fist to pound out the jam.
It's like, hey, have some jam.
What's he Italian again? It's me, the jam maker. Jam for everyone.
It's because of the mustache. It's throwing
me off.
I love
the mustache. We should bring it back.
So we've come to the end here. I've got a little something that I thought was interesting to round things off here.
Look, I got to admit, that last one was pretty good. The mustache, the jam, the jelly. How can it get much better?
Hey, I don't know, but we're going to try.
Should we just a terrible accent? That's the worst.
Accents are fun. Now, so there were six cows who were found dead on a farm in a place called Beaudesin in Queensland. Now, this is what it says. I'm going to read you some of the article.
Okay.
A Beaudesin farmer has found six cows lying dead, all in a straight line, after thunderstorms in southeast Queensland. And there was an expert. I don't know who the expert is.
Firstly, you're sitting there, you're telling me like these six cows are dead, like by lightning. Why is there an expert there?
I don't know. He's like, we found six cows out of the bushes. This guy is
Is he a cow expert? Is he a lightning expert? What's an expert?
I'm pretty sure he was just a homeless guy that happened to be in the area, and the media were like, "There's an expert."
What do you say?
What astonishes me is their heads are all through the wire. So the little fence wire you have at farms. They have been blown. They've been blown there. And that is not something I've come across before, he said.
Is the handyman been there? Is he blowing the cow's head?
The handy person.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
And then he goes on, to do that, you would need a huge blast of air.
Why does this sound funny? What's his expert's name?
It doesn't even say. It just says Derek, expert.
Derek,
Derek Shirley.
Derek Shirley, yeah, yeah.
So Derek, come Derek, on.
Deza. The Shirley Meister. he goes on, to do that, you would need a huge blast of them because a cow is not an insignificant beast. He used the word beast. It is not like a cat weighing 3 kilograms. This guy's really clever. His logic is sound. You're talking hundreds of kilograms.
Let me look at the photo.
Yeah. See there. Well, just... there's like a bunch of, they look like bloated up carcasses and they're all laying across this fence. It looks like a frame to me. It looks like someone's framed this.
If you read this, let me read this to you. Oh, Dr. Derek Shirley has said, the cows are theorized to all have suffered simultaneous heart attacks caused by an electric field. Thank you, Derek. Dr. Derek.
The desert strikes again. I reckon someone's just killed these things. And then, like, someone doesn't like the neighbor. And because it just looks like they've joined a cult or something and all drunk the Kool-Aid and all carved it.
They're sitting there all dead there and it's like, oh, did I mention that I will need to file for insurance on those cows?
Man. Derek. Derek needs a job in Parliament. You know, someone get Derek on the phone.
We need to know what Derek's thinking. You know, it's like, it's absolutely mental. Maybe all those cows, if you look closer to the picture, you can see, has someone removed their balls?
The balls have been removed.
Oh, no. That's it.
It's the new era, PC culture. The balls cannot be shown in the media.
Oh, man. Oh, well,
it has been a hoot. I believe it is time for us to go get some food. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, sounds good. And look, we want to thank all the listeners out there for joining us this grand podcast.
Yes, we do appreciate it. So on that note, we'll bid you adieu, and we'll be back same time next week.
And this is the social media guys signing out. I'm Jay and Richie. Yep. I want to thank you.
Catches.